shas shchita, let's say. Then b'shas the second avoida, chaza v'chishev chuslim koyim my posel. He had a moina b'shas the kabbalo to make this rika at the wrong place, not on the mizbech altogether. Tasaka machshav psula, but the ain by chorus because there's no pickle on this. Masheke chutzlas mana. Let's say he has in mind to make this rika tomorrow. So pigu b'chiyav molav chorus. Yes, has considered mamash machshav as a pigu. And his chayav chorus. Even though first he had a machshava to make this rika the wrong place, but since it was on the mizbeach, that's not called the machshava psula. Therefore, the second machshavas take effect. Yeah, lemochor posel. Let's say the first machshava was to make this rika tomorrow. So that's posel. Now chozda v'chishev ben chusas mana v'chusam koymoi posel v'yein bekoros. Since he had his first machshava, b'shash chita, to make the zrika in the wrong place tomorrow, so that made a psul, and that's not pigul. Therefore later, the second machshava he has, the machshava is pigul, that's balocho, it's not chal pigul, therefore it's not chayav koros. That's what it says later, the Gemara later. Now, v'shloy bim koymoi, k'mekoymoi dom, if you tell him, no, you have a machshava to do it, shloy bim koymoi. It's considered like it's in the right place. If it's so high posul, pigul who, why is it only called posel? It says lemochor. We had a machshava to do this avodah tomorrow, so it's only posel. Question: why is it posel? The chorish of light, it should remain a real pigle. Now you had a mind to make a good zrika the right place, but tomorrow chuslas manoi. That's the regular case of pigle. So how come it says here if you had a machshava to make this zrika on top or on bottom the wrong place of the mizbeach? That's like not considered a zrika. Therefore, even though you have machshava to do it tomorrow, you do not make pigle. But if you tell me chuslim koim is kum koim adomi, it should be a real pigle. So why does it say you're not chayav chorus? So the Gemara answers that zurik or oma mazutra zurika dishar yibosa bachilo maisla de pigle. Such a zurika that's matter the bosa even to be eaten. That's called a good avoy. That's called a good achilo. That makes pigle. But you have to have a machshava b'shas the shchito or the kabbal or the locha that you're going to make this type of a zrika that would have been mata the boss of achila the wrong time. In other words, it has to be at the right place, just the wrong time. Mashen kein zrika to loishar yibosa b'achila. This type of a zrika on the wrong place of the mizbeach, even though it's mechaper. But since like our Mishnah says, it's possible meaning the boss is not muta b'achila. Lemaisel de pigul, such a machshava and such a type of a zrika does not make pigul. That's not cool. You wanted to do a good avodah zrika just the wrong time. Machshava's pigul means you have in mind to make the right type of a zrika in the right place. Just the only thing is you're doing a shloi bismanoi the wrong time. Here that you have in mind to make a zrika that would not be mata the boss of achila, that's not considered a good zrika. So even though you have in mind to do this tomorrow, here it does not make a pigle.
Alright, we'll continue on. We'll continue on this blot on the other side. Just make sure you end the start at the beginning of the other side. On the beginning of the other side, we'll start with that. We'll continue on to learn that for Chav Zayin. So just let the tape end and then turn it over to the other side. Yeah, we're holding Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, around five lines down. The Gemara says now, Omale Rav Ashi l'Mazutra. So Rav Ashi said to Mazutra, Minolocho ho, how do you know this Yisoid? That Mazutra just answered and said that a Zerika, which is Sharya, the boss of Achilo, that Zerika could bring the day Tigul, but a Zerika that's not Mata, the boss of the Achilo, or Zerika of not on the right place, on the Mizbeach, that Zerika, that Achilo cannot bring the day Tigul. That was Mazutra's answer before. So Rashi asked Mazutra, now how do you know this from? The answer in the Chassid, the Pasuk says, by the Parsha of Pigle says, V'yemeyochol yeyochol mibosa zelva shlomov. Pigle yiyya. So the side of Pigle is, again, during one of the Dalar Avodis, you have in mind to make an achilo, which is achilos odom or achilos mizbeach, shaloi bizmana at the wrong time. It says, V'yemeyochol yeyochol mibosa zelva shlomov, pigle yiyya. So that's like this. Mi she pigulei goremloi. It has to be that the only thing wrong that you did here was you had a machshavas pigul. That's all you said pigul. The Rashi says, Misha pigul gora means, shlo yoichal hu, the koyi bi avoina tisa, only if the only thing wrong was us mismach shabbos pigul. Yotzeh, this case goes out, shein pigula gormloi. There's something else that causes you that you're not allowed to eat this meat. It's not only the psul of the machshavas pigul, but it's also from the fact that the zrika was the wrong type of a zrika. El isa dov racha gorim loy. There's another type of an isa. They asked the din of the Mishnah that since the zrika was done shloidim koimoi, or zrika, they're not on the right place of the mizbeach, is not ma to the basa vachilo. So since there's something else that's stopping you from eating this basa, that machshava does not make pigul. Pigul, the pshat is that the only thing wrong is only the machshavas pigul. If not for this machshavas pigul, the avoid you're doing would have been matter the boss of Yachilah. Now, because of your machshavas pigul, that makes the yisa. But over here, there's something else that makes the yisa. The fact that shleibim kaimoi, therefore, does not make pigul. For the mori hoch, if that's the source, so is tula namila lissel. It should not even make up salida. Trashi hoch, it lehevi zvi kalinya machshavo. It's still not in this Nisla, shouldn't even make up so at all. In other words, since Nageya Tichas Pigul, this Zerika Shleidim Kremla is not called like a Zerika, it's a Zerika that's possible, so it should not even make up so either. Just like the Machshava doesn't make Pigul, the Korban should be kosher. This Machshava should not be a good Machshava at all, should not even be a Machshava to make up so. That's the most question, Yochi, you still not a Lissel. So my answer is, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Midi dihevei amachshavis sinuach. It's not worse than if a kohen has in mind b'shas tafid his riko or b'shas any one of the avoiders that's going to make that the boss is just going to leave over. He's going to leave it over till tomorrow. That's called machshavis sinuach. And v'alibud Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda Shita, Rashi says amachshavis sinuach. So choshev mila nichol amacher. A kohen he had in mind here to leave it over until tomorrow. And this goes v'alibud Rav Yehuda, like we'll have in the next parak, kol avsulim. The Kohen has in mind that the Shasha makes the Kabbalah, that he plans just to leave over the Dam until tomorrow. He does not plan to do the Avodah tomorrow. He just plans to leave over the Dam tomorrow. That Yehuda, that's also a Psul Machshava. See also, the fact you have in mind to make this Rika on the wrong place of the Mizbeach tomorrow, it's not worse than just thinking to leave it over until tomorrow. So therefore, even though Shua does not become Pigul, Ba'kopon and Posol, there is a psul in the korban. Now, Rosh Lakish, says, he goes back to our Mishnah, and he argues on Shmuel that says, Li'olam Posol Mamish. That our Mishnah says, if you make a Zerika, not on the right place, it's supposed to be on bottom, you make it on top, on bottom. When the Mishnah says Posol, Rosh Lakish says, it's Posol Mamish. That means there's no kapor either. It's not called a good Zerika. And Vishloy bim Kaimai, Kim Kaimadomi. Even though Shaloid B'Mokom is really called Kim Kaimer Domi, still he holds now Mishnah that it's possible. So how could that be V'lekasha? Kan Shenosan B'Shtika, Kan Shenosan B'Yamira. In other words, that the Shlokesh also holds like Shmuel's Rosh as before, that Shaloid B'Mokom Kaimai is Nischapru, that Lamaisa there is a Kapora for the Bailim. So how could our Mishnah say then that it's really possible completely? That's the parents of Joshua, the Pasuk Yishinostan B'shtika. He didn't have any machshava b'shas he made this rika. If he just made this rika on the Mizbech, in the wrong place of the Mizbech, then there is a kapara. But our Mishnah is talking about Kan Shinostan B'yamirom, meaning the Kohen had a machshava, Rashi says, to do it, the machshava zrika zu machshava yilisa b'kim kaimai. That he had a machshava lecha bosa chutzla zmanai. He had the shas, this riki had a mind to eat the basar, not the right time. So, since he had a machshava psulia, that's the chiddush that is possible. Perenich nami, there's no chiv chorus. To machshava zrika zu, machshava listok and kaimer domi, plelufagel. It cannot make him a real pigul, because pigul again is only in the case with the mat of the basar dachila. But over here, since he had a machshava psula, Slamaitse, it makes a psul. The Mishnah says, though korban is possul, there's no kapara, but tigul, there's not. In other words, he also holds from the Josh to the Posik that a zrika shleidim kremoi makes a kapara, but it does not make a heterachila. So since such a zrika does not make a heterachila, therefore, it does not make tigul. So now Mishnah says posul means true, the korban is posul completely, not because of the zrika or shleidim kremoi only, But it goes also, you had a machshava, keep the bosa tomorrow. She had a machshava's pigul. So since this zrika was not a complete zrika, therefore did not make a chiyuv koris, but rather only makes a psul in the korban. Tanan learned like this. Tanan, chishav litin esan nisn lamata lamala. He had machshava to put the dam that's supposed to be on the bottom, to put it on top. Or else, lamala lamata. He had in mind to put the dam that's supposed to be on top. He had the dam that he had machshava to put it on the bottom. So
yes, this was the bryce we just put down before. And so, if I admit it, he had a machshava sinuach, I believe it, Rav Yehuda. So, where we answered before, shout the bryce was, it's not worse than machshava of sinuach, just leave it over. And it goes leave it to Rav Yehuda, that's why it's possible. Now, Rav Yechanan says, Yechanan says no both. Our Mishnah is also talking about where the dam was put on the Mizbeach B'shtika. It says, so why does our Mishnah say it's possible? B'shloibim koimoi lav kum koimadami. He yells poshid that shloibim koim is not called kum koimadami. It's in the wrong place. It's not called like you made up, like you made his reek at all. Therefore it's possible. Who in the Bible is not mechaper? Since shloibim koimoi is lav kum koimadami. For tomorrow, that's what Rabbi Yechon says. So why does the Brisa say it's actually to do it over again? And now Mishnah says that it's possible. I tell you, behold, yika dam hanefesh, hodalek dam hanefesh enechnami. Our Mishnah is talking about where there's no more dam hanefesh. That's why you can't do it over again. But enechnami, if there would be more dam hanefesh left over, you could do it over again. Enechnami. If so, Tanan we learned, possible v'yein v'koris. It says Shana Mishnah that it's possible, but there's no key of chorus. So now Bishlem or the Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish, is very good. Hainu Dutani possible v'yein v'koris. That's why it says the Nevar Mishnah. That's why it says the Nevar Mishnah. The Mishnah has got to say that it's only possible, but there's no chorus. And that's the Chiddush, because according to Resh Lakish.